changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right, this is the month of gratitude, and I knew that this weekend was coming up, or this day was coming up, that I wanted to talk about this. And so I've renewed my own commitment to gratitude and also the various ways we can be grateful and the things we can build into our lives that invite us to experience gratitude. And I'm going to share some of that with you. Yes, please, everyone, go ahead and, hey, Cindy, good labs from your doctor's visit. That's great. Everybody, comment, and especially let us celebrate Ed today, who is always such an inspiration, but today more so than ever. Bless you. I'm grateful for Ed. I'm grateful for you all. And so here's one of the things. My mom read to me this book when I was a kid, and I cited this book in my book, A Complaint-Free World, but I've never been able to find the book. Maybe somebody can help me. But it's a story about a man who comes into a town, and somebody treats him nicely, somebody treats him poorly, and he basically turns out to be magic and says, whatever you do first this morning, you will do for the rest of your day. And it's amazing how one person decides he's going to give somebody some food that he makes, and all of a sudden he has unlimited amounts of food. He's a baker. So I've noticed that our minds are the exact same way, that whatever we do first thing, especially in the morning, it's going to do for the rest of the day. That's why this morning, as I was experiencing some challenges getting on live, I was like, I don't want to tell myself Monday. I don't want to tell myself this is the way the day's going to. I used to be that kind of person, and it was a way simply of getting attention, removing responsibility, all of the reasons that people complain. And I want you to get, I mean, here you see it right here, stop complaining, start living. That's my thing, right? Well, the opposite of complaining is, no, I didn't freeze up. The opposite of complaining is right there. It's gratitude. Complaining is about what is missing, what we feel we are lacking, and gratitude is about what is present. It's literally that positive and negative. The word positive means what's present, rather. The word negative means what's lacking. And our minds move in the direction of our dominant thoughts. Our lives move in the direction of our dominant thoughts. And our dominant thoughts tend to gain momentum and continue to roll. And when we begin to express gratitude, whether it's in our own minds or whatever, but we need to say it. We need to say it. We need to write it. We need to run it through our minds. It's not enough to just say, yeah, I was grateful today. It's specificity that is important. This morning, as I was having my coffee, and because it's chilly, rather than going outside, I was sitting looking out, opened my sliders and was looking out over the bay. It's gorgeous. And my mind, though, was going to things that were negative, things that were missing, things that I wanted to do, things that I had hoped, whatever. You know how your mind does. And I went, no, I'm going to completely change this. And it's the way it came to me is almost like a potter's wheel. You know what I'm talking about? You kick a potter's wheel because it's a big, heavy stone. These things are heavy. And you kick it, you kick it, you kick it, you kick it. It starts to go in one direction, right? All right. Well, what do most of us tend to do? We tend to move it in the negative direction. Gratitude begins to slow it down, but it has to slow down, and then it begins to go in the other direction. And what is interesting is, if you do enough gratitude, and I'm not just talking about, I'm grateful for three things today and here they are, although that's better than nothing. What we need to do is to run through our minds, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for this. or whatever. I don't mean or whatever. Being specific about things in our minds. I am grateful for Teddy. This morning I began with, I'm grateful that I have the eyes to see. I am grateful that there is a frigate hovering over the bay. I am grateful for the cool breeze coming off the bay. I am grateful that I live on the bay. Do you hear what I mean? You can go over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you should. Because one, you've got to first slow that potter's wheel in your brain, and then you've got to begin to getting it going the other way. But once you do, it will continue. I want to give you some ideas of things you can do. And I wanted to have my Mala here with me this morning. And then when I sat down and realized that we had some, because of the time change, had to redo everything with the jumpstart this morning. Because of that, I didn't get up, have a chance to get up and go and get it. However, I often will wear a mala. A mala is 108 prayer beads, 108 beads. Buddhists wear them. Hindus wear them. Catholics have the rosary. Anyway, you can get any sort of, in fact, did you know that our word bead comes from the word prayer? It is believed that the original beads, before people wore them around their neck, they ran them through their fingers to say things over and over and over to train their brains to move in a certain direction. And I remember in walking around China, and sometimes you would see people with the beads running them through their mind. And so one of the things I like to do is to say 108 things I'm grateful for while I'm walking. And you can say, oh, that's impossible. And trust me, the first 10 are like hard. The next 20 are tough. And then they start coming. You can be grateful for anything. You can be grateful that you live in a country where there are multiple airlines to choose from. I mean, literally, it's a way of getting your mind to focus on what's present rather than what's missing. And here's why. We live in a culture that wants to remind us about what's missing. Why? Because it gets our attention. Enrage and engage. The more upset you can be, and the best way to upset you is to tell you about things that are missing and lacking in your life and to remind you of that through commercials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and commentary, endless commentary. That's how it gains eyeballs. That's how the media, that's how social media gets your attention, enrage and engage. You're far more likely to get people to pass along information that is based on what is wrong and what is missing than what is good. That's why you need to check out people like my friend Wendy Babcock's, the Kindness Bucket Brigade. Follow her on Facebook. Every day they just post these wonderful things. You can also chant things that you are grateful for. I am grateful for my dog. I mean, as you're walking or whatever. I also try and experience gratitude driving. In anything that you do habitually, you can do for gratitude. You can focus on being grateful in that moment. And one of the things I like to do is what I call gratitude sheep counting. Remember when you're little, I don't know, maybe they still talk about this a lot, but it used to be a thing when I was a kid, my mom, and there was always these cartoons about, you know, somebody counting sheep to try and go to sleep. One of the better things is don't count sheep. Count things you're grateful for. Run things through your mind that you're grateful for. Run things through your mind that you're grateful for. A friend of mine who in high school, college, was a very successful athlete and then went on to become a competitive bodybuilder and win a lot of competitions, said that when he lay in bed at night, he always ran through his mind his greatest experience in that arena to date. Here's what I mean. Bodybuilding, if he had come in, you know, like third place, he would run that through his mind and just feel the feeling of feeling so good to finally make it there. And then he would imagine second place. Most of us run through the day things that we forgot to do, things we need to do the next day. Instead, run. He called it running his highlight reel. And I actually talked about this in my book, Happy Stories. Run your highlight reel through your head. Run things that you're grateful for through your head. Put yourself into a place of sleep where you're grateful. Then you can recharge and renew and start the day. So Thanksgiving's a couple of weeks away. I'm going to be in Kansas City next week having an early Thanksgiving with my daughter and my son-in-law and some friends, and I'm looking forward to that. And I wanted to start it today with you and tell you that I'm very grateful for you being here with me, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to share hope and inspiration with you all on a daily basis. So focus on what you are grateful for today. If you're going to walk to the car, make it your gratitude walk. Every step, I am grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, I'm grateful for this. I love to do this in a workshop setting. It's almost like a benign version of the Squid Game. You tell people, take a step when you can think of something you're grateful for. Take another step, and you have to stop when you can't think of anything else. And you'll see people, they get halting and halting, and then ultimately they develop a cadence. And the cadence is all based on gratitude.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.